Hello, welcome to the weekend's racing action here on A Sure Thing. As we look ahead to racing on Saturday, we are racing on the high felt. We're at Turfantine, racing on the inside track. Good to have you along for the preview of this 9-race programme that gets underway at 12:10. Very interesting race meeting. There are a few races where I do think we can play with a bit of cover to try and beat the favourite, particularly towards the latter part of the day. Very interesting start where there's money for a few first-timers, and we've got a few short-price first-timers as favourite. So, let's work our way through the card, see exactly what transpires in each one of these races, because I thought it was a punter-friendly card, and there's every reason to believe that being a 9-race programme, somebody could pick all the winners and walk off with the Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge. Now, being 9 races, of course, the exotics on the tote only kicks in from race 2. That'll be the first leg of the bipot, race 3, the first leg of the PA, 4, the pick 6, and 5 and 6 legs 1 of jackpots 1 and 2, respectively. 5 minutes prior to race 1, at 12:05, you need to be on with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. Now, we had 3 winners during the course of the week. None of them played the bet slip, so they only got to share 100,000 rand in prize money. Had they played the bet slip, it would have been 1 million rand. So make sure when you put through your selections, you play the bet slip, because that's the difference between 100,000 rand and 1 million rand that is on offer as the big prize if you were to pick all the winners on the programme. Few small fields as well that we need to contend with, like the opener, where there are only 7 runners who will face the starter at the 1200 for race number 1, which is a maiden plate to be run over 1200 metres. And here, they are priced up pretty much on top of each other. Listen to this. You've got number 5, Midnight Flyer, who opened up at 1.52, but has eased through the points to 1.82 in the betting. 3, Boomtown, is where the money's coming for. A talk of the town first-timer from an opening call of 2.86 has shortened down to 2-1 in the anti-post market. 1 Alpha Will from 2.5-1 has gone out to 2.86-1, and number 7 Stone of Scone from 2.5-1 out to 3.33-1. So the 4 of them are priced up pretty much on top of each other, with Jan Janssen van Vieren sending out number 3 Boomtown with Louis Schlapp on board as the horse that the money's coming for. Not sure what the story is with Boomtown. I'm rather going to go with the tried and tested. I'm going to go with a horse that's had 2 good runs to date, on both occasions finishing in the money, 2nd and 3rd respectively, and that's number 5, Midnight Flyer. Was staying on nicely on this track over 1,000 metres last time out, when it finished 3rd, beaten just under 2.5 lengths by the winner. That tells me this horse will enjoy the step up to 1,200 metres. His horse that's still on the up, he's coming along the right way, and 3rd career start, any amount of natural improvement still to be expected, I do think the one to beat. I'm going 5, Midnight Flyer to win it, ahead of 3, Boomtown, 1, Alpha World, 7, Stone of Scone. Bipot starts race 2, 12:45 is the off time of the 2nd, a merit rated 66 handicap. A race for fillies and mares. Is this going to be a case of field and more over 1,200 metres? Just 7 of them face the starter. And here number 3, Time for Charity, is the favourite at 1.67-1. Has got in form Sereno Moodley on board. This horse was beaten narrowly in its last start when it finished 2nd, beaten ahead, but certainly comes with very good form into this race and can go one better. But I'm going to try and beat number 3, Time for Charity, as I like the look of number 1, Princess Lola. Princess Lola gets the services of Raymond Danielson, who retains the ride. He's certainly gotten to know her well. She was 3rd over the course and distance last time out, and she ran just under 4 lengths behind Rifle Queen, whom I do think we're still going to hear quite a bit of. The run prior to that, she was 2nd, beaten just over 0.5 length, but she was still away, but she was finishing a race off nicely by running on very strongly in the closing stages. Now, I do think if she produces that kind of finish, she will be competitive in a race of this nature. She also drops in class. She raced at the 74 level last time out. She's now down to the 66 level, and I do think she can make her presence felt. So I'm going 1, Princess Lola, to beat number 3, Time for Charity, 6, Sheets and Goggles, and 2, Misty Metal. As we get on to race number 3, that's the first leg of the place accumulator. You need to be on by 13:20. And in race number 3, we've got a Mike and Matthew de Kock first-timer, 11, Queen of Pearls, as the favourite. A Hawam first-timer at 2-1, 9, Fish Hawk, from 1.74-1, has eased through the points to 2.27-1. And then there's another first-timer that is third favourite, and that's number 7, Bakshish, from 5-1, has come into 4-1, and it's double figures and upwards the others. Mike and Matthew de Kock recently has been sending out quite a few first-timers, and they have been pretty competitive, haven't they? Here we have a Hawam 3-year-old filly that has got Gavin Lorena in the saddle, half-sister to White Pearl and Tinta Marie. And if this one is not in need of the run, I do think she can make a presence felt. But again, I'm going to go for the tried and tested. I'm going to go for the horse that's had a run under the belt, and that's number 9, Fish Hawk, as my first choice selection. On debut, she had to settle for second best. That was on this track over 1,000 metres. She was green, but she was staying on nicely at the business end of affairs when finishing second, and she definitely would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt, and with any amount of natural improvement to come, she will definitely be competitive. So I'm making 9, Fish Hawk my first choice selection, ahead of the first timer, number 11, Queen of Pearls. For third, I'm going with number 5, Smart Star. And fourth, I'm going with 1, Bella Boop Boop. Fourth race, first leg of the Pick 6. This is a maiden plate where 9 runners will line up at the 1,200 metre mark. And here we have number 6, One Eye on Vegas, as the favourite at even money. A Buffalo Bill Cody, first-timer from the stable of Mike and Matthew de Kock, and the services of Craig Zaki on board. This horse is related to 7-time winner Belle of Belize. Next on offer in the market is number 7, Trust, another first-timer. This one from the stable of Candace Dawson, Heavenly Blue, a 3-year-old colt, from 5-1 has eased to 5.56-1. And then a 6.25-1, respectively, 1, Monkey Puzzle, and 8, Say a Wish, both from 5.56-1 out to 6.25-1. So what's the story with One Eye on Vegas? Represents Team Hollywood Racing. Made a point of speaking to the team prior to pre-recording the show. And the comment from the stable regarding One Eye on Vegas is, been putting in some very nice work back home and has strong each-way claims in this race. Now, strong each-way claims tells me that this horse can win on debut. So I'm going to go 6, One Eye on Vegas, to beat number 8, Say a Wish. For third, I'm going with number 1, Monkey Puzzle. And fourth, number 7, Trust. Race 5, first leg of Jackpot 1. If you are going to be playing Jackpot 1, race number 5, you need to have those perms on by 14:30. A field of 8 runners will contest this maiden plate over 1,800 metres. And here it is, 1.82-1 each of 2. Number 5, World Order, 1.82-1, alongside number 1, Follow the Master, at 1.82-1 in the betting. Number 8, Truro Legacy, is at 3.33-1, and it's 10-1 and upwards the others. What do we do, race number 5? World Order, second last time out, getting closer with each and every start. That last run was at the Vaal. Must have a chance of possibly going one better in a race like this. But I'm going to go with number 1, Follow the Master. Yes, you might say, expensive to follow, has been second in its last 3 starts. Last time out, that's the one I particularly like, was when Follow the Master went to the front, set the pace. That was on the stand side track, and had to settle for second best on the day behind a horse called Santiago's Pride. Now, the horse that finished in fourth behind him was a horse called Scarlet Heart, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line to give it a boost. Now, Follow the Master, if they try similar tactics, will be up with the pace from the get-go, will be kicking away at the right time in the home straight and saying, come and catch me if you can. That's why I'm going one Follow the Master, ahead of number 8, Truro Legacy, 5, World Order, 3, Kazi. 6 race, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 8 runners to line up at the 1800-metre mark. Here number 8, Special Star, is at 2-1. Number 3, Witching Hour, 1.67-1. 5, Sapphire Sun, 6.25-1. 7.14-1, number 1, Madame Pompadour, and 4, Rejuvenate, and it's 10-1 and upwards the others. 1.67-1, number 3, Witching Hour, who is edging closer with each and every start, getting, coming along the right way, and has got very, very good chance of actually going one better this time round in a race of this nature. But I'm going to go for its nearest market rival, and that's number 8, Special Star. This is the half-sister to Give Me Another, and also Sharapova. This horse is very, very well bred. Last time out, jumped in, over-raced in the early stages of the race, but stayed on nicely where it matters most to be second best on the day. Also coming along the right way, improving with each and every run. The horse that finished behind her in third last time out was a horse called Zara Dominia. Zara Dominia subsequently come out and franked that form line. It also tells me that Special Star will enjoy the step up to 1800 metres. And third career start, further natural progress to be expected, should be very competitive in a race like this. So I'm going 8 Special Star, 8 of 3 Witching Hour, 1 Madame Pompadour, and 7 Amazon Queen. Seventh race on the day is a Pinnacle Stakes where 8 runners will line up at the 1450 metre mark. You know, Pinnacle Stakes story is supposed to be highest rated, best rated, etc., etc., etc. Year number 5, Call Me Getrix, from an opening call of 1.82, has gone out to 2-1. Running for the first time for the stable of Sean Terry, previously with Candace Robinson down here in the Western Cape. So Call Me Getrix makes her debut on the high felt at the ripe old age of 5 years old. 6, Arga Alley, 2.5-1. 4-1, number 3, Melech, from an opening call of 5-1. 7, Royal Force, is at 5-1. It's 10-1 and upwards, bar those. I like 6, Argo Alley. Now, this horse has got very nice form coming into this race. I particularly like that last run when finishing a short head second. Had to settle for second best. That was over 1,600 metres on this track. Now drops back in trip to 1450. Comes into this race with a nice galloping weight of 52. Felisandro Mzole has gotten to know her very well, and I do think will give him all the necessary assistance from the saddle. This also happens to be trainer St. John Gray's only runner on the day. I do think has got a big chance of going one better in a race of this nature. So I'm going 6, Arga Alley, to beat number 3, Melech, 5, Call Me Getrix, and 7, Royal Force. Penultimate race of the day is race 8, and middle stakes where 9 runners will line up at the 1,200-metre mark. Here, Tony Peter has got a very strong hand. He's got the favourite number 9, Nyaka Nyaka, who's priced up at 2.86-1. He's got number 8, Arashi, who's priced up at 3.03-1. Then there's 1, Karate Kid, at 3.57-1. He's also got the 4th price favourite, number 6, Gimme the Good Life, at 5-1. And it's 7.14-1 and upwards the others. Tony Peter definitely does have a very, very strong hand with Nyaka Nyaka, Arashi, and Gimme the Good Life. I'm in fact going for number 1, Karate Kid, who many will say Karate Kid with 62 kilos on the back. Yep, he's giving weight all round. I do think that Karate Kid will give a very good account of himself. He's having his third run after rest, so he should be cherry ripe to run an absolute cracker here. Last time out, despite being slow away, was running on very nicely in the closing stages of the race. That was over 1,000 metres. Now goes over 1,200 metres, and with him having his peak run and giving weight all round, I do think Karate Kid will be doing his best work where it matters most. So the selection is 1 Karate Kid, 8 of 6 Give Me the Good Life, 7 Ready, Set, Fire, and 8 Arashi. 16:55 is the off-time race 9. That's the last race on the programme. It is a merit-rated 84 handicap to be run over 1,200 metres and a field of 10 runners will line up and face the starter. 4 Hemisphere is at 2-1. 7 Bump Last Grind at 3.33-1. 6.25-1. 5 It's Personal. 9 Juniper Green, 7.14-1. 8-1 and upwards the others. Where do we go? Hemisphere. That was a hard-fought win last time out. He got the minimum penalty for winning a race of that nature last time out. So there's every reason to believe he could possibly go back-to-back with wins. But I like number 7, Bump Last Grind. I thought that was a very good post-maiden run when finishing second last time out. That was over 1,000 metres at the Val. Was challenging strongly in the closing stages. Had to settle for second best on that day. If one looks at this horse's course record, you'll see 2 runs, 1 win, 1 second. Absolutely loves the inside track of Turfantine. He's got Inform Sereno Moodley on board. So I do think he's the kind of horse that can go one better and be competitive in a race like this. 7, Bump Last Grind, to beat number 2, Vibe SA. 9, Juniper Green. And 10, Prince of Kildare. That's the selections, race number 9. That takes care of racing at Turfantine on Saturday afternoon. Trust you'll have an enjoyable afternoon's racing. Till next time, from me, Ravaughan. Take care. Cheers for now.